Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida Daf Samach Gimel. The Mishnah says, "Kol isha sheyesh lo vest dayoshaita." Any woman that has a vest, we say dayoshaita, that if she has a rias dam nidus, we say that it came now, and she's not tmeya me'es leis for a 24-hour period before, because we say it came now. Ve'elu eina vestis mefahekes. According to Rashi, that means that she stretches. According to Tosis, it means she yawns. Uma atesha, she relieves herself from gas, v'cheshesha, b'fi kreso, v'shi pule me'eho, she feels something, a feeling by her navel, neged tibura, or v'shi pule me'eho, nebe sorechem, v'sheifas, the Gemara says that means she sheifas, dam tome, mitoich dam tohar, uke min smar muray seich zinaysa, v'chein kayyotze bohen, v'chol shekovalo shleisha pama mareza vest. The Gemara says that these things are called vestis de gufa, and when a woman experiences these things for an hour or two, Tosis says, and they were a maskel ma'ateshes, v'kulu hani vestis ayrishem fahekes oy ma'ateshes sho oishtayim ba'esha regila lirais avo mishon piyuka ito shchodo zimno loikava. The raya is from the fact that the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Beis is mechalik between the beginning of the vest and the end of the vest. The Mishnah says, "Hoysel amud aliyos roya betchilas havestis." If she was used to seeing at the beginning of the vestis, and we're talking about vestis haguf over here, then kolat tyrus also besech havestis tameyus. Then all the tyrus that she did during the vestis are tamei besech havestis. But if she sees at the end of the vestis, and all the tires that she was Isaac in during the vest is tahiris. So you see that we're talking about that the vest takes time. And we're being mechalik between if she used to see at the beginning of these vestis or at the end. So obviously we're talking about something that has a meshach zman or shah ishtayim. The Rosh over here in Siman Aleph adds beer. That ube piuk v'gihuk t'chad zimno lehavi kvius vest de ein ze shinoi kihu ze derech kol ha'odam elokamim pa'amim oisekein ze achar ze.
For a one time yawning or stretching, there's nothing unusual about that. That's derech kol ha'odam. That wouldn't be a vest. We're talking about something unusual over here. That there was a shoh ishtayim. There was a while that she was yawning or stretching or one of these feelings, so then I say that that's a vest. The Rishonim, the Rosh over there in Siman Aleph, the Rashba, the Ran, they explain that of the vest haguf is not the pshat that these things are goyrim the riyas hadam. Rather, adarabba, when the dam is oimed to come out, that's goyrim these feelings. And these inyanim are symptoms. They're simanim on the hisayrus adam. They're not a siba. They don't cause the dam to come out. Rather, they're a simen. They show us that the dam is coming, similar to symptoms that a chayla has. The symptoms are not what caused the chayli. Rather, because of the chayli, that's geirim, the symptoms. And the symptoms are a simen on the chayli. So to over here, these symptoms are a simen on the hisayrus hadam. Lefizeh, the Rishonim say, the Mashal, the Rashba over here in the Mishnah, that there's a basic difference between the Vestas Haguf of our Mishnah and what we found on Daf Yud Alpha Med Aleph about the vest of Kvitzis. Over there, it says that Kol Shetikven or Machmas Einis Afilu Kamapamim Loikov a vest. The Rashba and other Rishonim hold that there's no such thing as a woman being Kaveya vest for Kvitzis alone. If a woman jumped on 3 different days, and there's no connection between the days, it's not like all these days were a Rosh Chodesh or something like that, or on the same Haflaga, just 3 haphazard days that every time she jumped, she saw, there's no such thing as a woman being Kaveya vest for that. The only way she can have a vest for Kvitzis is only if it's Morkiv with a day. If she jumped on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and saw, she jumped on Rosh Chodesh Iyar and she saw, she jumped on Rosh Chodesh Sivan and she saw, so then she has a vest for Rosh Chodeshim with Kvitzis. But Kvitzis by themselves, there's no such vest. Masha Einkein, the Vestus Aguf of our Mishnah, of Piyuk, Itush, these things, according to most Rishonim, she could be Kaveya a vest for these things by themselves. A Piyuk on 3 different days, not the days have no relation to one another. They're not all Rosh Chodesh or the same Haflaga. It's just a Vestus Aguf by themselves. A woman 3 times yawned for an hour and then she saw. It happened 3 times. She's Kaveh Vest for these things by themselves. What's the Chilik? Zakta Rashba, because Hasam hu she'eino roya ela machmas oynes shehi misaveves mertzoino. Over there she's only seeing because of an oynes that she brought on willingly, on her own. Kegain shekafza v'ra'asa. Aisha kiskis al pilpulin v'ra'asa sholei boho eirach ela machmas maise zeshe asasa hi. Sheha maise goyrim levesha yavoy. Over there the maise caused the vest to come. So there's an outside source, an artificial source that's making the dam come out. That can't be kaveya vest. Avol kan adarabo mikrim elu einon boyin ela machmas havest vahavest hu shegoyrim lehem sheyavoyu. So when it's an oynis, an outside source, a maisa that she did that brought that made the dam come out, that can't be kaveya the vest of the isha. You can't say that that's her vest. You can't say that's her natural vest. This is her teva to see at these times, because it's an outside goyrim that's causing it. Masha Einkein, the Avest HaGuf, is the other way around. It's the fact that her body is ready to see, is ready to bring out the dam, Be'etzem, and her body has certain simonim that show us that the dam is coming. So whenever we see this simon, so we know the dam is coming. So you don't need it to be morkiv with a yoim. There's such a thing as a vest haguf by itself. Masha enkein by kvitzis, the only way it could be kaveya vest is only if it's morkiv, it's only if it's together with a yoim. For example, if let's say a woman jumped on a Sunday and she saw, and then 3 weeks later she jumped on Sunday and again she saw, and 3 weeks later again she jumped on a Sunday and she saw, so she's Kaveya, then now she has a vest for every 3rd Sunday with Kvitzis. But Kvitzis alone can't be Kaveya a vest, since it's an outside Maisa that's causing her to see, and that's not her natural Teva. Lefizeh, we can understand the chilik between what the Mechaber says in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Yud Zayin, and what he says in Sif Chaf. When it comes to Kvitzis, the Mechaber says that let's say she jumped on a Sunday and she saw. 3 weeks later, she jumped on a Sunday and she saw. And then, almost 3 weeks later, on Shabbos, she jumped and she didn't see. And then on Sunday she saw. Zokta Mechaber, since she saw on Sunday, and she didn't jump on Sunday, so now we say that it's a Gloyi Milsulam Afreya, that really, all three times that she saw had nothing to do with the jumping. It's the Sunday alone that's Goyrim the Riyah. She now is Kaveh Aves that she sees every third Sunday, nothing to do with Kvitzis. Because she didn't jump on Sunday, she jumped on Shabbos and she didn't see. On Sunday she saw without jumping. So now we know that she sees on every third Sunday, nothing to do with jumping. However, in a similar case, in Sif Chaf, the Mechaber says when it comes to piyuk, when it comes to yawning or stretching, if let's say we would have a similar case, over there it's talking about Reish Chodesh, but it's the same idea. Let's say she saw on one Reish Chodesh with piyuk, she saw on another Reish Chodesh with piyuk, and then on the third Erev Reish Chodesh she was Mifahekes, and she didn't see, and then on Reish Chodesh she saw. So we say that now she's Kaveh Avest for Reish Chodesh with piyuk. Why? Because we say she piyuk shel esmoil garam l'riyah shel Reish Chodesh. Because we connect the riyah of Reish Chodesh with yesterday's piyuk. What's the chilek? Why, when it comes to kfitzis, don't we say that yesterday's jumping caused her to see today? And she has a vest for every third Sunday with kvitzis. Whereas by piyuk, we say that yesterday's piyuk is connected with today's riyah, and now she's kaveh a vest for kavol a vest lepiyuk shal reish chodesh. What's the chilek? The teretz is zok de rashba in teres habayis and bayis zayin shar gimel. In the Mishmeres Habayis, that there's a big chilek, because by kfitzis, where the kfitzis is an oinus that causes the dam to come out, so we have a kasha. Why, when she jumped yesterday, didn't the dam come out? The dam's coming out on Sunday. If the jumping causes the dam to come out, so it should have come out right away. Elamai, if it came out on Sunday, so that shows us that the Riyas Adam has no shaychis to the Kfitzis. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Piyuk, which is just a simin that the dam is coming. So he says, so it makes sense that the Milui Hadam in the Rechem brings to Pihukin. So we can say that the vest was Niskanes Berechem, V'chai Elusoi Kedemes. So it sent out its Shluchim, it sent out its army before. The Pihukin are Kedem to it. Just like the entourage of the king comes before. So the dam that's ready to come out sent its Shluchim out already in advance. So over there it makes sense that a simon could be there a day early, and therefore we do connect the Riyah of Reish Chodesh with yesterday's Piyuk, and she only has a vest for Reish Chodesh, Bahadi Pihukin. Yesh Lahoyer on the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Torah also says the same Lashon, that he says, She Piyuk Shal Esmel Garam, the Riyah Shal Reish Chodesh. It's not so meduik, the Lashon Garam. It's not Goyrim, it's a Simen. But the Shach already, you see in Simen, Sivkat Nuntes learns Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch with this Rashba Mishmer Sabayis, the Lashon Garam is Lav Dafka. May Inyan Le'inyan Ba'isoy Inyan. According to most Rishonim, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, and Azoyz Gepaskint in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Pei Tes, if you test, that there's such a thing as a Vest HaGuf by itself. And there's also such a thing as a Vest HaGuf that's Murkiv with Yamim. For example, if she was Mifahekes three times on three different Rosh Chodeshim, on Reish Chodesh Nisan Iyar Sivan, so then she has a vest Morkiv of seeing on Reish Chodesh with Piyuk. However, the Rambam in Perakhes Mehilchus Yisurei Bi Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, and also in Perakimah Mehilchus Metame Mishkav Umayshav Halacha Vav, is Mashma, that there's no such thing as a vest HaGuf by itself. The Rambam in Parakhes, Mehilchus Yisurei Bi Halacha Aleph says, Yesh Isha Sheyesh Lo Vest, Veyesh Isha Shein Lo Vest, Elo Loi Targish Ba'atzma Ad Sheyetzei Adam, Ve'ema yoim kavua l'riyasa. Ve'zu she'yesh lo ves, he she'yesh lo yoim kavua oim esrim yoim l'esrim yoim, oim arba v'esrim yoim, arba v'esrim yoim, epochay sa yeser. Halacha beiz, v'koydim she'yovei hadam targish v'atzma. Before the dam comes out, she feels it. Mifahekes, umisateshes, v'chayshashes, pikresa, v'shipunei me'yeha, etc. V'yavoyu la vestes einu ay echad mehen b'sha hakvua la miyayim vesta. And these vestes haguf come at the time that's set for her miyayim vesta. The Rambam shtels avek the inyan of vestes haguf bahadi yomim. And the emes in the Rambam is mashma even more than that, that there's no such thing as a vest hayomim without a vest haguf. Because the Rambam in Halacha Aleph said that there's such a thing as an isha that has a vest, such a thing isha that doesn't have a vest. What's a vest? She sees either every 20 days, every 24 days. And then he says, V'koidim sheyovei hadam, targish ba'atzma, mifahekes, umisateshes, v'cheshes pikresa. The Rambam is talking about the regular vestis de yoimi of afloga, and he says, and before the dam comes, she feels one of these things. That this is the normal way how an isha sees. So not only there's no such thing as a vest haguf by itself, but the Rambam is mashma, there's no such thing as a vest hayoimi, vestis de yoimi by themselves. They also come with a vest haguf. Azoi learned up the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Katan Chav Dalid Bedas HaRambam. The problem is that if so, how do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara says on Amud Beis that when it comes to Liyomim Shnayim Levestis Achas, when it comes to a vest of yomim, you need two times to be kavei a vest, and by vestis haguf is one time. According to the Rambam, there are no two things. It's all one and the same. Yomim and vest haguf is work hand in hand. You can't have a vest haguf without yomim. You can't have a vest of yomim without a vest haguf. So how do you learn the Gemara? So the Aruch Laner Taka argues on the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding of the Rambam, and he holds that even the Rambam is moida that it's shayach a vest diyomi by itself. And besides for that, there's such a thing as a vest diyomi that's morkiv with a vest haguf. So he wants to say that when the Gemara says liyomim shnayim, the vest is achas, it means if it's liyomim alone, then it needs 2 days. But if it's mitzurif with a vest haguf, then it's only one. But the Lashon HaRambam L'chaira is more mashma like the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding that there's no such thing as a vest hayomim without a vest haguf, so that the Gemara is a tzarachian on the Rambam. Now, L'gabe mefahekes me'ateshes cheshashes befikresa, the Rishonim, the Ramban and Hilchos Nida, Perek Vav Alachates, the Rashba and Teres Abayis and Bayezayin, Shar Gimel and the Ran, they say that you cannot be mitzarif for kvius vest haguf, different vestes haguf. She can't be that one time she was mifahekes, and one time she was maateshes, and one time she was cheshashes befi kresa, and now she's going to be kaveya vest, that she feels she has these different feelings, these different things that happen to her before she sees the dam or as she's seeing the dam. You can't be mitzarif them. And as always, get paskind in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Pei Tes of Chav Gimel, that if she was piyaka pa'amachas v'nis atcho shtei pa'amim, ain't mitzarifim. However, when it comes to the Gemara Namid Beis, that Shmuel says, Omrav Huna Barachi Omra Shmuel Harei Omru Liyomim Shnayim Levestis Achas Lamashin Loimanu Chachomim Shloisha. When it comes to a vest of Yomim, you need 2 times. When it comes to a vest Haguf, it's enough with 1 time. And Lamashin Loimanu Chachomim Shloisha, the Gemara says, what's that coming to include? Abaye says, Lasuye ochlo shum veroaso, v'ochlo bitzolim veroaso, kosaso pilpolim veroaso. Over there, the Beis Yosef says that even if she saw by eating three different minim, she's keveya vest, because now she showed us that her teva is to see through eating these dvarim chamim. So even if she didn't eat a shum three times or a batzel three times, she ate a shum one time and she saw a batzel one time and pilpulin another time, so she's keveya vest that dvarim chamim make her see. And the Rama in Simen Kuf Pei Tesef Chav Gimel says this b'shem Yeshayimrim, and the svara is that there's a certain hashva, there's a certain kesher between all these three things. They're all dvarim chamim. So even though it's not the same item, but there's a kviyas vest that dvarim chamim make her see. There's no tzad hashava between piyuk, itush, cheshesh, pifi kresa. These are all different feelings. Over there, they can't be mitzdarif. Mashenken over here, there's a hashva that they're all dvarim chamim. So that, the Rama says, b'shem yesh aimrim, that they could be mitzdarif. The groz chaylik in the bir hagra, and says, no, you need batzel three times, or shrum three times, or pilpulin three times, they're not mitzdarif. May inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. The Mishnah gave a whole list of vestas haguf, like mefahekes, umateshes, and then it said, v'chein kayotze bohen. So the Gemara on Samach Gimel Amud Beis asks, v'chein kayotze bohen lasuye mai. Omar Rabba Barula lasuye isha sheroisha kaved oleha, veivoreha kvedim oleha, v'raiseses v'goysa. So if she feels, her head feels heavy on her, evarim feel heavy on her, or these other things, raiseses goysa, Rashi says goysa is yawning, Rashi l'shitasai that said mefahekes is stretching, so he could say goysa is yawning. According to Taisvis, that mefahekes is already yawning, so Taisvis says, so it means burping. Omar Avhuna Barchi Omar Shmuel, Harei Omru Liyomim Shnayim Levestis Achas Lamashalay Manu Chachomim Shloisha. They said that when it comes to a vest of Yomim, two times is enough to be Kaveya a vest. When it comes to Vestis, one time is enough. Vestis Aguf, one time is enough to be Kaveya a vest. And Lamashalay Manu Chachomim Shloisha. And what the Chachomim did not enumerate needs three times. What's that coming to include? Omar Rav Yosef, Lasuye, Roisha Kaved Oleha, Veborah Kveden Oleha, Veroiseses Vegoisa. It's coming to include these things. Omar Le Abaya, my Kamash Malon, what's your Chiddish? Mas Nisan He. That's already included in the Mishnah. The Ha-Parsha Rabba Barula, because Rabba Barula explained that that's what Vechen Kayotze Behen is going on. L'chayra, the Gemara's Kasha is a Pella. The kasha is, my kamash malon, what's your chiddish? The Gemara should have asked much better. The Gemara should have asked that, how could you say that these things, roisha kaved oleha, veivoreha kvedim oleha, need three times, if you're telling me that vestas haguf only need one time, and Rabba Bar Ula said that the v'chein kayotze behen of the Mishnah is going on these things of roisha kaved oleha, etc., so just like mefahekes me'ateshes, you're telling me with one time that this happened, that she was mefahekes for an hour or two, and then she saw dam. So that's a clear proof that her mefahekes shows us that dam is coming. So if you're telling me that roisha kaved oleha veivoreha kvedim oleha is what the Mishnah means by v'chein kayotze behen means that they have the same din. So your din is wrong. The kasha shouldn't be my kamash malon, what's your chiddish? What's your chiddish? It's already included in the Mishnah. The kasha should be that what you're saying doesn't shtim. Because you're saying that l'mashalai manu chachamim reisha kaved oleha needs three times, and at the same time you're saying that vestas haguf only need one time. These things are no different than vestas haguf. That's what the Gemara should have asked. The Rashash is already ma'irir al derech zeh. The Gemara is a tzarechian. Elomar Abaye lasuye ochlo shum veroaso, v'ochlo bitzolim veroaso, kosaso pilpolim veroaso. That's what L'mashal Lo'imanu Chachamim is going on. So Tosis explains that Hoyel Val Yedei Maisehem Einoi Ves Gomer V'Leihava B'chlal Demas Nisan. Since these things come through an outside Maisa, they come through an action that she did, that she ate, so that's not a Ves Gomer, and that's not included in the Mishnah. Now, when it comes to the vest of kfitzis, there's a machlekes rishonim earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the shita of Rashi over there, and the shita of the Baal Hamor in his Hasagas on the Ravid and Shar Tikun Avestis, Simon Gimel Alocha Chav Zayin, and also the Ramban in the Hilchis Nida L'Horamban in Perek Vav Alocha Yud Beis, that there's such a thing as a Isha being Kaveya vest for Kvitzis alone. Not like we mentioned earlier in the shir that a woman cannot be Kaveya vest for Kvitzis alone. That's most Rishonim hold like that. But there are some Rishonim that hold that an Isha could be Kaveya vest for Kvitzis alone. The Rashi and the Baal Hamor have a different way of learning the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Ayin Shom. But, so, according to them, that a woman could be kaveh vest for kvitzis alone, so who adin, that when our Gemara says that if a woman is ochla shum, or bitzalim, pilpalin, that she's kaveh vest, that means she could be kaveh vest for these things by themselves. So, it doesn't have to be morkiv with a specific day. According to the Rashba, and the Ravid in Shar Tikun Avestis, Paragimel Alocha Chav Zayin, that a woman cannot be Kaveya Vest for Kvitzis alone. It's only if it's Murkiv with days, like she was Kaftsa on Resh Chedesh Nisan, and then Resh Chedesh Iyar, Resh Chedesh Sivan. So Huadin, Zokter Ashma, when it comes to Shum and Batzal, it's the same thing, that she cannot be Kaveya Vest for these things by themselves. It's an outside maisa. It's considered an oinis. And she cannot be kaveh vest for these things by themselves. It's only if she was achla shum on three Rosh Chodeshim or achla shum 20 days apart. And she saw baflogas chaf three times with achila shum. So then we say that she has a vest to see every 20 days if she eats a shum. However, Tosis over here in Dibra Maschil Achlo Shum Veroasa differentiates between Kvitzis and Achila Shum. Tosis holds like the Rashba and the Ravid that a woman cannot be Kaveya Vest for Kvitzis alone, but yet when it comes to Achila Shum, she could be Kaveya Vest for Achila Shum by itself. And Tosis proves this from the fact that why did our Gemara say that L'mashal Lo'imanu Chachamim Shloisha is going on Achla Shum V'Ro'asa or Achla B'Tzalim V'Ro'asa? Why didn't the Gemara say also Kafza V'Ro'asa? It's also Al Yedei Maisa. So why did the Gemara leave out Kvitzis? V'yesh Lo'imar De'ino Kevas Ves L'Kvitzis L'Chudayu Ked Omar B'Parakama D'Kosha Tikveno Machmas Oynis Afilu Kama Pa'omim Lo'ikava Avol ochlo shum leichoshev einis kemay teirach shal kvitza. Shein hario bo al yidei teirach elo memela. Zok Tosfos, that our Gemara is talking about things that are kaveya vest by themselves. So if she's ochlo shum or bitzalim or kasasol pilpulin, and these things happen three times, she's kaveya vest for these things alone. Mashenken kvitzis is a whole different thing. She can't be kaveya vest for kvitzis alone. Kvitzis, she could only be kaveya bahadi yomim, and has to be morkiv with yomim. And I heard from Rav Zevi Shechter, Pshat and Tosfos, that therefore it would go into liyomim shnayim. We said already that liyomim shnayim, a vest of yomim, is enough with two times. Since a vest of kvitzis has to be morkiv with yomim, so by kvitzis you can't say that goes into lamashal loymanu chachamim shloisha. No, it goes into the Yomim Shnayim because it has to be Morkiv with Yomim. What's Taka the Chilik that Kvitzis cannot be Kaveh Vest alone and Achila Shum yet? Tosis is mechalik because kfitzis is considered an oinis because it comes al yidei toirach. Masha enkein achila shum ein horiyo bo al yidei toirach elo memela. Tosis says that by kfitzis it comes through exertion. Masha enkein by achilas dvarim charifim it comes memela. What's the beer in Tosis? What's the difference if it comes like de Teirach or it comes Memela? Either way, it's a Maisa Chitzoini that's Goyrimit. Why should this one not be a vest unless it's Morkav with Yomim and this one could be a vest by itself? What's the beer in Tosis? It could be that the beer in Tosis, we can say based on the Pardis Rimoinim in his Psichot Simon Kuf Pei Tes, by Havest Hayud in Ois Beis, and on Amud Mem Aleph in the new Tfus of the Pardis Rimoinim, and also based on the Badei HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Sivkot and Reish Nun Beis, that when it comes to something that comes Al Yidei Teirach, that it comes through exertion, it could be that there are many factors involved that could cause her to see. It could be it depends on how strong she jumps. It could be it depends whether she was feeling strong or weak that day. Maybe when she's weaker, so then the kvitsa knocks out the dam. The koyach of the kvitsa forces the dam out. So you can't say that that's a vest by itself. Masha'enke, when it comes to achilas dvarim chamim, over there, even though the tchilas ha-goyrim of the ria is the maisa ha-adam, but it's not the achila itself that causes her to see. But rather, through the achila, it's misoirer, the mahalich hativi of the riyas dam of the isha. And then we can say that her guf is misragel, that when she eats dvarim chamim, mimela, the dam comes out. When the dam is being forced out through a jumping, al yidei tairach, so then I could say there are many factors involved that could be affecting whether or not she sees. That cannot be kevei vest. Masha'enke, when she eats dvarim charifim, and then she sees, we can say that through the achila, it's nesoirer, the mahalach hativi of the riyas dam of this isha, and therefore it could be kevei vest by itself. The Balamor, in his Hasagas on the Ravid, in Shar Tikkun Avest, the Simon Gimel, Halacha Chav Zayin, says a different chilik between Kfitzis and Achilas Dvarim Charifim. He says the reason why Kfitzis is considered an oinis is because she's jumping Balkarcha. Mashenkein Achila, which she does, Midaito Lahana Asa, that's not called an oinis. The Svara of the Balamor is Tzarech Bir. What's the chilik if she did it midaito or bal karcha? Saif kol saif, sai kfitzis and sai achilas shum are ma'irim chitzoinim for the haitzoas adam. Bishlama toisvis chilik. The chilik between whether it came al yidei toirach or it came in a memela dika way. So on that, we can hear a chilik. If it comes through toirach, so that there could be many factors that can affect whether this exertion that she did causes her to see. Mashenkin, if it came in a memela dika way, so that we understand that that's bringing out her tivius dika ria. But the chilik between whether she did it bal karcha or mertzaina, that's tzarech bir. Lahalacha, in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea Simon Kuf Pei Tes of Yud Zayin, the Mechaber paskins that a woman cannot be kaveh vest for kfitzis alone, only beharkava with yamim. However, when it comes to achila shum or batzol or pilpulin, the Rama in Sifchav Gimel brings two shitas whether these things can be kaveh vest alone or it has to be with yamim. The first daya holds that it's just like kfitzis that it can only be kaveh vest beharkavas hayamim, which is the Rashba shita, and the second daya holds that she could be kaveh a vest by achinas dvarim charifim by themselves without harkava with yamim, which is the shita of Taisus. May inyan le inyan ba'isai inyan. The Gemara says that Omer Avhuna bar Chiyom Rashmuel harei Omru liyamim shnayim levestis achas and lemashalei manu chachamim shleisha. So yamim, for a vest of yamim, needs two times. For vestis aguf is enough with one time. And lemashalei manu chachamim shleisha, which is achila achla shum v'rasa v'achla betzalim v'rasa kosa pilpulim v'rasa, needs three times. Who exactly is this man de Omar that holds this? Tosfos says in Dibra Maskel Yomim Shnayim, Hainu Kerebi de Omar betray Zimni Havi Chazaka. So this is going like the Shita of Rebbe that holds that with two times it's a Chazaka. Like the Gemara brings down at the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph that Rebbe holds Nisus Nerishayin Umeis Lishayni Umeis Lishlishi Loiti Nasei Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that if a woman got married to one man and he died, and then she married a second man and he died, so now she's muchzik to be a katlonis, and she cannot get married to a third man. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds no, she could get married a third time, but if the third husband dies, then lidalid leiti nasei. So this is a machloikis in Shas. Rebbe holds that chazaka is with two times, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds three times. Zaktaisis, who's the man d'Amar that holds liyamim shnayim? That's the Shita of Rebbe that holds that a chazak is established with two times. And yet, when it comes to achil hashum, those things needs three times. Zaktaisis, hoil ve'enai ves gomer, since it's not a ves gomer like the next Taisis explains, cause these things come alidei maisa. So therefore, my de Rebbe de Boye Gimel Zimni v'hachi Kimle. Shmuel knew that Rebbe is Maida when it comes to Lamashal Leimanu Chachamim, that's an exception to the rule, since it's not a Ves Gamor, it comes Ali De Maisa, needs three times. The Tosfos Arosh adds another Kneich, that when it comes to Vesta Saguf also, Kimle Lishmuel de the Rebbe Sagile Bechada Zimna. Even though usually Rebbe holds that a chazaka needs two times, but when it comes to Vesta Saguf, Shmuel knew that one time is enough. What's Taka the Hezber? The Rishonim say that the Ramban, the Rashba, they say Mishum Dehochi Orcha. What they mean to say is that a Vesta Haguf is different than other Vestas. By other Vestas, you cannot establish it with just one time, because it could be it was just a Mikra that she saw on this day. So we cannot establish for sure that day of Reish Chodesh or whatever it was, the Haflaga of Chaf Yoim, that for sure was the Geirim. But when it comes to Avest HaGuf, since it's the Derech for Nashim to have these kinds of feelings, these kinds of things happening to them, B'Shas HaVest, so therefore, already with one time that she saw with being Mefahekes for an hour or two straight, so it's barer, it's klar that this feeling is a simen for her ria. So now she has to be chayshish for that simen anytime she sees it. Anytime she has such a simen, she has to be chayshish even with one time. However, Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds that when it comes to liyamim, you need three times. That's the Mishnah at the bottom of Samach Gimel Amid Beis that says when it comes to a vest of Yamim, when it comes to Aflaga, you need three times. That Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that says that in order to establish a Chazaka, you need three times. And Hu Adin, the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, that says when it comes to Vestas Haguf, that for Kol Shekova La Shloisha Pa'amim Hareza Vest, also we'll say that that's the day of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that holds in Shas, to establish a Chazaka, you need three times. So, That Mishnah will also be Rav Shimon Gamliel, and it comes out, according to Taisus, that we have a double machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. First of all, when it comes to Vest HaYomim, do you need two times or three times? Second of all, when it comes to Vest HaSaguf, is that something that needs a Chazaka Bechlal? Rebbe holds this has nothing to do with the parasha of Chazaka. It's so barer, it's so klar that the dam was connected to that mechosh haguf, that piuk of Shah for an hour or two. It doesn't even need a Chazaka. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, no, it needs a Chazaka. Once it needs a Chazaka, Rav Shimon Gamliel Shitasa holds that you need three. So it's interesting to zach. It's mamash two separate machleksim going on. Other Rishonim, the Ra'ah, in Berek HaBayis, Bayis Zayin, Shar Gimel, and also the Ran, over here, say that, no, this is a Shito Shlishis. Shmuel had a Kabbalah that there are Rabbanon that argue on Rebbe and on Rav Shimon Gamliel. And they hold that when it comes to Kvius of Estes, it's not all one size fits all. It's sometimes one, it's sometimes two, it's sometimes three. Legabe Vestis de Yoimi, they hold like Rebbe, that is two times. Legabe Lamash Leimonu Chachomim Achila Shum, they hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that is three times. And sometimes they hold like neither of them. And they hold that it's one. Meaning, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds everything is three. Rebbe holds everything is two. And then there Shmuel had a Kabbalah that there's a sheet of the Rabbanon that holds legabe vestis teyomi like Rebbe, legabe lemashaloi manu chachamim, they hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and when it comes to vestis aguf, they don't hold like anybody. They hold that one is enough. Mahalacha in Simon Kuf Peites, we pass in like Rav Shimon Gamliel that all these things, yoimi, Vestis Haguf and Achila Shum, all these things need three times. Next inyan. The Mishnah says, Hoysolamudo Lio Yisroya Betchila Savestis Kola Tairish Ososo Besecha Vestis Tameyos. Besecha Vestis Kola Tairish Ososo Besecha Vestis Tahiris. The Rishonim explained that the ratio of this Mishnah is talking about the Vestis Haguf. And it's saying that if she was used to seeing at the beginning of this Vest HaGuf, like Tosis told us that the Vest HaGuf extends over a period of time, so if she was used to seeing at the beginning of the Vest HaGuf, then all the tyres that she was Isaac in during the Vest HaGuf are Tmeyos. But if she was Lemuda, she was used to seeing at the end of the Vest HaGuf, she sees at the end, so then all the tyres that she was Isaac in during the Vestis are Tahiris. The Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Af Yomim V'Shoyis Vestais. What does the Lashon of Af Yomim V'Shoyis Vestais mean? Says the Ravid in Balei HaNefesh in Shar Tikun HaVestis, Perek Aleph Sivav, that what he means to say is that just like by a Vest HaGuf, she's only Asura B'Shas HaVest, so too by a Vestis HaYomim, like a Vest of Haflaga or a Vest HaChodesh, she's only Asura B'Shas the Vest. And Rabbi Yossi is saying this to his Bar Plukta, which is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. By a Vest HaFlaga or a Vest HaChodesh, she's Asur the whole Aina. Not only B'Shas the Vest. Like the Mishnah continues and says that according to Rabbi Yossi, Ha'isulamuda li Yisroya Manetzachama, Eino Asura Elo Manetzachama, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Hayom Shelo, that she's only muteres from Netzachama and on, but the whole night that's before Netzachama, she's Asura L'Shamish, and the Gemara says that we're talking about in the Mishnah where she's Regilo L'Mechzi B'Soif L'Elyo, before the Tchilas Yomama comes, and we asur her the whole Einas HaVest. So she's asur the whole night before the vest. So she sees B'Soif L'Elyo, she's asur the whole Eina. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, no, she's only asur B'Shas Netzachama in that hour. So the Ravid is saying that Rabbi Yossi is saying, Af Yomim B'Shoyis Vestis, not only by a Vest HaGuf is she only Asura B'Shas at that time of the vest and not the whole Eina, so too by a vest of Yomi, like Lamashal, a Vest HaFlag or a Vest HaChodesh, where she sees every 20 days or she sees every Rosh Chodesh, so then she's only Asur in that hour that she sees the Dam. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, she's Asur the whole Eina. Zok deraivid, so I see that since Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda only argued by a vest of Yamim. Vice Dois Rabbi Yehuda is Maida to Rabbi Yossi that by a vest Haguf, she's only Usher during the time of the vest. So if she is Mefaik between 2 and 3 in the afternoon, she's only Usher till 3 o'clock. But after 3 o'clock till the end of the day, let's say the day ends at 6, she's Muteres throughout the rest of the Oina. The Rashba also speaks this out, and he says that since the Mishnah started out speaking by a vest haguf, and over there, they didn't argue, the Mishnah goes to a different case. The Mishnah left the case of vest haguf and went to a case of vest hayomim to bring out the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Vaistois Rabbi Yehuda is moide that by a vest haguf, she's only asura during the time of the vest haguf. Once the vest haguf is over, then she's muteras throughout the rest of the oina. But this is only when it's a plain vest haguf, a vest haguf by itself, like the day of Rav Rishonim that we mentioned earlier in this year, that there's such a thing as a vest haguf by itself without being morkiv with a specific day. That's when she's only asura b'shas the piyuk. However, what if it's a vest morkiv liyamim? What if she's mifahekes every Rosh Chodesh? Or she's mifahekes every 20 days? It's morkiv with a yoim. So then we have a machlokes rishonim. The Ravid in Shar Tikun Avestis, Siman Aleph, Sivav, holds that still she's only asura b'shas the piyuk. But the Balamor over there in his Asagis on the Ravid argues and says, no, she's asura the whole oina from the beginning of the day. And he says it's different than a vest of morkiv of kfitzis with yamim. Over there, until she's kaifetzes, she's not asura. Only once she's kaifetzes, then she's asur on that day. Because she could watch herself from jumping. Masha'inkein piuk, which is something that comes memela. So she's also from the beginning of the oina because how could they be mishamish? Maybe she's going to be mefahekes b'shas tashmish. La halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simikuf Peites Sivchav Hei, it's kepaskint like the Balamor im echad me elu bod lezman yodua ozvada yasura kol oinas havest kemoi vest yomim greida. Me inyan le inyan b'oisai inyan. What would be the din according to Rabbi Yossi if, let's say, a woman was keveya an oina, but she was not keveya asha? Rabbi Yossi says that she's only aser b'shas the vest. That hour of the vest, she's aser. What would be the din if, let's say, she didn't see in a specific hour the three times? She saw always within the same oina, but not in a specific hour. So the Meiri says, b'feirish, that if she saw three times in the same oina, just each time in a different hour, Rabbi Yossi is made to Rabbi Yehuda that she's asura kol ha'oina. The whole machloikas is only in a case where she saw within a specific hour, so then Rabbi Yossi holds she's only asura in that shah, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no, she's asura kol ha'oina. However, the Chazanish Nemzon in Yerideya Simen Pei Tes Sifkat Ayin, that according to Rabbi Yossi, if she was not mechav in the shah, she's like an isha that doesn't have a vest. According to Rabbi Yossi, the sidur havestis is only when she sees b'shah kvua. If she doesn't have a shah kvua, that's not a vest at all. Just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, if let's say she didn't always see in the same oina, that wouldn't be a vest. It has to be that she saw three times in the same oina. The oina is either night or day. So if she sees every 20 days in the ba'inas halayla, that's a vest. If she sees every 20 days ba'inas hayoim, it's a vest. But let's say one time she sees that night, one time she sees that day, that's not a vest. According to Rabbi Yossi says we only look at the shah. If she didn't see always between 2 and 3 o'clock, so then that's not a vest b'chlal. Another shiloh, what would be the din according to Rabbi Yossi if she always sees at a specific second? Would she still be usher the whole shah, or would she then only be usher that second? The Rashash on Tosfos v'chay sheshes b'shah shishis, that Tosfos says, Hainu kol shah shishis, Zakta Rashash, that's only if she saw three times within the hour, but not in a rega mesuyim. However, if she sees at a specific second, then Rabbi Yossi would hold that she's only asura that second. However, the Meiri says that la'olam she's asura the whole shah, ve'ein medaktikin b'kviyus ha'ves l'chalokim sheba, elokol ha'shah asura. Also the Chazanish in Yeridea Simin Pehesev Kotnai and Dalid says that the shah, according to Rabbi Yossi, is just like the oina in Rabbi Yehuda. Just like in Rabbi Yehuda, she's asura the whole oina, whether she saw in the beginning of the oina, the end of the oina, so too the shah, according to Rabbi Yossi, the whole shah is asur, whether she saw at the end, whether she saw in the beginning, she's always asura the whole shas haria. And he says that you see from here that this that we can, there's the days divided into 24 hours, that's not stam a heskim medini, but rather it's medine ha-Torah that a day is mischalik into 24 hours. And therefore, in halacha, there's such a thing as an hour. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's such a thing that if she saw between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she's also between 2 and 3 o'clock. The concept of the day being divided into 24 hours is a Torah Dikah concept. Next Ta'ara, Bidas Rabbi Yehuda, that says that she's not only Asura during that Shah, but she's Asura the whole Aina. What's the beer in Rabbi Yehuda? The Chaviz Das in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Katan Tes says that Lo'olam Rabbi Yehuda is Moida that there's such a thing as the Shas HaVest. There's an hour of the vest, that's the Iker Kvius, just like Rabbi Yossi. Just that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a din of Hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, that Azhar l'b'nei Yisrael sheyifrushu ben sheysen samuch leveston, that the din Prisha samuch levest says that she has to be pirish within that aina before the shas havest and afterwards the whole aina. Memela zoktechavis das umeritik echidish that as far as her bedika, there's a din that she has to be baidekas b'shas the vest. He says that the bedika has to be done during that hour, because the shas havest is really that hour, even according to Rav Yehuda. Just that before and after that hour, she's usher midin prisha samuch levest. So if she'll make the bedika in the morning, it won't help if, let's say, she always saw between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The bedika in the morning won't help, because that wasn't the shas havest. Yeah, there's a din prisha then, but a bedika will not verify that she did not see b'shas the vest. If she made the bedika in the morning, the bedika needs to be done b'shas the vest. However, the Chazanish in Yeridea Simen Pei, Sivkotin Yudches, asked on the Chavez Das, that Oy Bazoy should come out that according to Rav Yehuda, if she did not see next time in that hour, rather just in that oina, it should be considered a shinui vest. And yet, according to Rav Yehuda, the din is as long as she saw in the oina, that's still considered that she saw like her vest. That's her regular vest kavua. According to the Chaviz Das, if she didn't see in that shah, that should be a shinui vest. Therefore, the Chazanish says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as she's kaveh vest in the oino misuyemes, the hour does not play a role, and therefore she can make her bedika any time during the oinas havest. It's interesting that the Ravid in Shar Tikun Havestis in Simen Aleph Sif Yud has a different hesber in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kivan de lamuda b'yayim esrim. Afagab de lemuda b'shei shois, kviyusa de yoima osar lo, v'okar le kviyusa de shah. And chayshinon kivan de kviyo lo ves, baha yoima kule yoima zmanahi. Abol hecho de kviyo lo ves le shah, vole kviya lo ves le yoima, vadai kviyusa de shah mahani lo, vole osi vesha enoi kavua de yoima, v'okar lo le kviyusa de shah. Zok de rai v'demeir de kezach. That even Rabbi Yehuda is moida that there is such a concept as a vest for a shah. Just that he holds that the vest of the day is more powerful, and that's oiker the kvius of the shah. That means, if we had to decide, if let's say she saw three times 20 days apart. So she has a haflaga of Yom Esrim. And she also saw on those three times between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's more mistaver to say that the Goyrim of the Riyah is the day, is the Aina, rather than the Shah. The Kvius of the Yom uproots is Iker the Kvius of the Shah. And therefore we're toilet in the Aina rather than in the Shah. But what would be if we don't have a Kvius of a Yom to be Iker the Kvius of a Shah? Let's say, for example, she saw on three different days. She saw once Bahaflogas Chof, she saw another time Bahaflogas Chof Hey, and the next time Bahaflogas Chof Ches. So she doesn't have a Ves Kavua for Haflogas, but each time that she saw between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So then, since we don't have a Kvius of a Yoim being Oiker the Kvius of the Shah, so therefore the Kvius of the Shah will be Kayam. Zok the Chavis Das and Simon Kuf Pei Tes Sivkotin Aleph and the Chazanish and Yeridea Simon Pei Vav Sivkotin Beis Bidas Horavid, that next time when she'll have to be Chayshish for Haflogas Chavches Midin Vest Sheinoi Kavua, that even when a woman saw one time in a certain way, she's Chayshish for the next time, maybe she will be Kaveya such a vest. So next time she's chayshish for chavches, she'll only have to be chayshish, according to the Ravid, between 2 and 3 o'clock. Because since she has a ves kavua l'shah, three times in a row she saw at a specific hour in the day, whereas the vest of the yom is einoi kavua, so the vest of the shah is more powerful, and therefore when she's chayshish for the vesha einoi kavua, she'll only have to be chayshish between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Amar de kechidish of the Ravid. Next inyan, the Gemara brings the drasha of v'hizartem es v'nei yisrael mitumasam mikan omra v'nirmiya azhar l'v'nei yisrael sheyifreshum and sheysein samach l'veston v'kama omar rova oina. Now yesh la'ayin, is this din prisha samach l'vest, is that an iser dairaisa, or is it only an Isser Drabonon? Kipshuta, it should be totally in the machloikis that we had earlier on Daf Tezvava Medalef and Daf Tezayna Medalef, whether Vestis Doiraisa or Vestis Drabonon. Vestis Doiraisa means, Rashi explains on Tezayna Medalef, that she needs a Bedika of Ishas Vestami Doiraisa, and if she didn't make a Bedika, she's Temeya. And even if she made a bedika achar zman and she found that she's tahiro, she's still tameo, because we say oirach bizman oiba v'dam chazoy v'naf al karka, we nemon that she had a ria. Or this vestis drabonon says that it's only a drabonon dikedin that they rematzruch her to make a bedika, but if b'dievet, if she didn't make a bedika, she's tahiro. So most rishonim, the Ravid and Shartikun Avestis, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, and the Rashba in Teras HaBayis, Bayis Zayin, at the beginning of Shar Beis, and the Ritva and the Meiri on Tezayin Amar Aleph, the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perakdal and Alocha Yud Beis Nemon, that whether or not the Din Prisha Samach Levest is a Deiris or Drabanon should be totally in this Machlokes. And since we hold Vestis Drabanon, so the din prisha samach levest is a din drabanon, and the pasuk that our Gemara darshins out this halacha from is asmachta ba'alma. When Azay is gepaskint in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Pei Dalid, Sif Dalid, and Sif Yud, it's mevur from those two halachas that the Mechaber is paskining that the chi of prisha samach levest is drabanon, as the Shach explains in both of those places. However, there are Mekairis to say that even if Vest is Drabonon, the Chi of Prisha, Samach Levest is Dairaisa. One Mekar is from the Rosh in Perak Habal Yevimtai, in Yevamis, on Samach Beis Amid Beis, in Simen Yud. B'negea, this that the Gemara says over there, on Samach Beis Amid Beis, V'am Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Lifkai Des Ishtai B'Shosh Shehu Yotzei Laderech, And the Gemara explains that we're talking when it's Samuch Levesta, and the Chiddush is that when he's Yotzei Laderech, he's Chayiv Lifkei Des Ishta, even though it's Samuch Levesta. Rashi learns that what are we talking about over here? That Chayiv Lifkei Des Ishta is going on Tashmish. And the Rosh says, no, it can't be going on Tashmish, because the Din Prisha Samuch Levest is a Dairaisa. So how could you be Matar and Nisr Dairaisa just because he's Yotzei Laderech and she's Mishtaikekes for her Baal? Therefore, he says from Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosis over there also brings this from Rabbeinu Tam, that it means Pekida B'dvarim. It means Divrei Ritzoi, other forms of Ava, but not Tashmish itself. So Bedas, Rashi, and the other Rishonim that say it means Tashmish, the Vart is because since we hold Vestas Drabanon, the whole Chi of Prisha is only Midrabanon, so B'makim Mitzvah like Ozer. But if you hold that the Chi of Prisha is Dairaisa, so then you have to learn that the Pekida of the Gemara is going on Dvarim. So you see that the Rosh holds that there's an Isser Tashmish because the Chi of Prisha is Dairaisa, even though we hold Vestas Drabanon. What's Taka the Pshat? So there's a famous Noida B'Yehuda in Simon, in Yeridea, Simon Nun Hey, that says, Amir Dikipshat. He says, based on the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chavchesa Medbeis, that says, B'negea Chazaka Dumeikara, that Shema Meis Loi Chayshinon, Shema Yomus Chayshinon. We're not Chayshish that a person died. A person that had a Cheskas Chai a week ago, now it's a week later, we're not chayshish that maybe he died. He has a chazaka d'meikara that he was alive, so we assume that he's still alive. But shema yomus chayshina, but we are afraid that maybe he will die. Chazaka d'meikara only says, don't assume that something changed. Leave things on their status quo. But chazaka d'meikara doesn't say, assume that things will not change. That chazaka d'meikara doesn't say. Memela zokt the Noid of Yehuda very geschmack, that the Mandomer Vestis Drabanon holds that once the vest already passed, even though she didn't make a bedika, we're not chayshish that maybe she saw, because we leave her on her chazaka de meikara. She had a cheskas taira until now, so even though the vest passed, we say, if she doesn't know that she had a riyah, we assume that she's probably still becheskasa. But legabe being choishish b'shas the vest, that maybe she will see, that's not being soyser the chazaka de meikara. I have to be choishish that maybe she will see. So how could he go be mishamish with her, but maybe she will see? The yisoid of the mandamer vestis drabanon holds that since we have a chazaka de meikara, the cheskas taira that's going kineged the chazaka of oirach bizmanoi ba, so I put her on her cheskas taira. But legabe being choishish that maybe she will see, that's that. There's on that there's no chazaka de meikara that's being soyser the svara the of oirach bizmanoi bo, and therefore I'm choishish that maybe she will see. The ra'ah in Berak Habayis Bayezayin Shar Bay says a different hasbara. Why, even if you hold that vestis the Rabbanon, the Din Prisha Samach Levest is Dairaisa, he says that we're afraid that maybe the Tashmish will bring it on. So she can't be Mishamish because maybe the Tashmish will bring it on. The Neid of Yehuda said, Stamazoi, he can't be Mishamish because maybe the Dam will come. Bishas Tashmish, not because the Tashmish will bring it on. The Ra'ah is saying a different Svara. He's saying that even though Vestis Drabanon, and we're not Choshish that the Dam came, after the Vest is over, we're not Choshish the Dam came, but to go be Mishamish Bishas the Vest, maybe the Tashmish itself will bring it on. Lefisha Darkei Shel Dam Lovoi Behergala Tashmish. And the Ra'ah over there differentiates between if it's Koidim Shas HaVest or Lacha Shas HaVest, Lamashal, let's say her Derech is to see at midnight. So he says that once midnight comes, once the Shas HaVest arrives, so from midnight until the end of the Aina, then even if you hold Vestis Rabbanon, that Chi of Prisha's Dairaisa, and that's what the Pasuk of Yizartim is going on. However, before the Shas Avest, before midnight, so then the Dechi of Prisha is only Drabonim. Mashenkin, if you hold Vestas Dairaisa, so then you don't need a Pasuk to tell me that after the Shas Avest arrived, she's also, because we're Machzikin on Lo Bevada Iroya. So, at once the Shas Avest comes, we're Machzik that she definitely saw. So you don't need a Pasuk of Izartim for that. If you hold Vestas Dairaisa, the Pasuk of Izartim is coming for the time within the Aina before the Shas Avest. You see from the Ra'ah that he's naming on that even the Halacha that we pass in like Rav Yehuda, there is such a thing as a Shas Avest. There is a time of the vest, like the Chaviz Das said earlier. There is such a thing as a time, a Shas Avest, and the Ravid also such a svara that even in Rav Yehuda, there's such a thing as a Shah. So from that Shah and on, Vestas Drabana will agree it's Dairaisa. Until the Shah, that Prisha is Drabana, and that's how he wants to explain that the Chi of Pekida on Ishtai, when he's Yotzei Laderach, he holds that it's Mistoma Afilu B'Bio Mashma. That's because it's going on the Chelik of the Aino, that's before the Shas Avest, and therefore it will be Mutter even to be Mishamish. Next Inyan. The Gemara says that Vizartem is Pnei Yisrael mitumasam mikanam Rav Yehuda am Rav Yirmiya azhar lo Pnei Yisrael sheyifrishu min sheysei en samach levestan v'kama omar rova oina. My love, oina achriti. Don't you think it means another oina? Loi, oisa oina. No, it only means that oina. So kipshutai, we have a mefurish Gemara over here that says that the whole chi of Prisha is only during the oina that she actually sees, and not the oina before that. However, the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Beis Dibra Maskel Umashakosiv Imhu Bayoim Parish Mimeno Isay Ayoim brings B'Shem D'Or Zerua in Chelik Aleph Simen Shin Nun Ches Parish Adam Me Ishtoi Samuch Levesto Chof Dalet Shois Im Regilo Lirais Bayoim Parish Mimeno Kol Isay Hayoim Bahalaylo Shelofonov. If she usually sees by a day oina, then he has to be pirish from her that whole day and the previous night v'chein lehepich. If she sees at night, then he has to be pirish even the previous day ad kan. Zokta beis Yosef ein tam b'sheirish ledvarim elu sharei b'gmarim mefurish kedivrei ha'poiskim zal that she's only osir for that oino kvar kosav ha'ogur al divrei or zerua chumra yaseirahi. So what's the pshat in the Or Zeruah al-Chayri is going against the Mefurish Gemara? Comes along the Shach in Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, Sif Katan Zayin, and says that the Or Zeruah learned that the Gemara is only speaking about a case where the woman has a specific Shah within the Oina when she sees. So then I say that the Din, Prisha, Samuch Levest, is Niskayim with the fact that she's Pirish before and after that Shah within the Aina. However, if she doesn't have the Or Zeruah is talking about a case where she doesn't have a specific time within the Aina that she sees. Sometimes she sees at the beginning of the Aina, sometimes in the middle, sometimes at the end. So since she doesn't have a specific Shah, he says, Im Kain Kol Hayoim Vesta. V'domi kilu haya vesto kol ayoim. V'adai de'isha shevesto kol ayoim tzricha lifreish kol alaylo shalafonov uvahachi mayri ha'ar zorua. Zok de'shach, just like if, let's say, a woman would have a vest to see dam throughout the whole oina. She sees for 12 hours straight throughout the oina. Zok de'shach, it's pashit, that the din prisha samach levest would be in the oina before that. Zok de'ar zorua. In a case where she doesn't have a specific time in the day to see, so then it's as if the whole day is the vest, and therefore the din prisha samach levest is the oina before that. From Kiva Eger, over there in Shulchan Aruch and Sifkat and Gimel, he says l'fiyani yisdaiti arvach arvot sarach. How does the shach know that? Even if she has a vest to see the whole oina, who says there's a din that you're also the oina before that? There's only an iser during the oina of the vest. What's the pshat in the Shach, Zokta Chavez Das, in Simen Kuf Pei Dalit Sif Katan Gimel, based on what we mentioned earlier from him, that the Shach holds that Be'etzem, even according to Rav Yehuda, the vest is the shah. The shah is the vest. There's a din, pre-shah samuch levest, that's why the whole oina is aser. But what if the whole vest, the whole oina is the shas vest? For example, she sees the whole oina, or she doesn't have a specific time within the oina to see, so then the whole oina is the shas vest. Where's it niskayim? How's it niskayim? The din pre-shah samuch levest. We learn out from the pasuk, there's a din pre-shah samuch levest. So the din pre-shah samuch levest, zoktar zaru, in that case, is niskayim with the fact that she's pirish in the oina beforehand. And therefore the shach paskins lahalacha like the arzorua, that when a woman doesn't have a specific shah to see within the oina, that there's a chi of prisha, the oina before that. And this that our Gemara says, that she's only aser in that oina and not the oina before, that's because our Gemara is talking about where she had a specific shah to see. So then she's only, then the din prisha samach leves is niskayim with the zman in the oina before and after. The Sefer Tiferes Lemoisha and Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Dibra Maschel B'Shach Ba'isei Siv Katan asks on the Shach that if so, why does the Or Zorua only aser the oina before the vest? Why doesn't he aser also the oina after the vest? The same way when she has a Shach Kvua to see within the oina. So the Din Prisha Samach Leves says that she's usher before and after the Shah within the Aina. So if the whole Aina is the Shas HaVes because she doesn't have a specific time to see, so why does the Arzaru only usher the Aina before and not the Aina after? This is a Kasha on the Shach. But Lahalacha, the Shach Paskins like the Arzarua. However, there are many Paiskim who argue and say that we don't Paskin like the Arzarua. As we mentioned, the Beis Yosef says that Ein Tam B'Shoirish L'Dvarim Elu, the Taz and Sivkot and Bey says it's Tomua La'achmer Chumrazu, it's Neged HaMefurish B'Gemara L'Kula, Mifrat, we hold Vestis Rabbanon, the Chavis Das and Sivkot and Gimel says La'halacha, you don't have to be Machmer like Dor Zerua. And the Teres HaShlomim and Sivkot and Vav brings from many, many Rishonim that say you don't have to be Choshish for the Dor Zerua. So therefore, it comes out, it's a machloikis ha-paiskim, whether or not to be chayshish for the arzerua. The Sefer Chutshani in Hilchus Nida Amud Mem says that the Chazon Ish held that since Reif Paiskim are matir, you don't have to be machmir in the chumra over the arzerua for the hamoin am, but b'nei Teira should be machmir in this chumra. The Chazon Ish, he's meisif that the Chazon Ish held that you could be mekel b'makim tzeruch, for example, on a leil chuppah, on the shiurei shevet halevi on amud chav beis, he's made that in roiv ha-medinis, it was neskablo the chumra of dar zeruah v'shekein roi linhaik.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.